Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's Sunday morning, July the 7th, 2019. I want you to be very open-minded this morning. You remember when I started the flat earth teaching? We started going into new territory and I had some breaks come on. This morning, I would pray that you would be open-minded. And what you hear, you'll take it to the Lord, let Him talk to you about it or confirm it to you. I don't say that I know everything. Anytime I move into a new area, I get a little bit, Lord, are you sure? And this is kind of a trial run. I will be probably the next television shoot going in this direction. So just remember, I'm just a vessel up here. I don't have all the insight, but I'm going to give you what I believe that I do. And you can pray about it, whatever. The title of this is called, this is a Prophet's Corner Uncut, Authority Over the Ites. The I-T-E-S. All right, the Lord said, I've given you authority over the ites. From the beginning it has been so. Genesis 1. You know, it amazes me, or it shouldn't amaze me, but how God, you know, takes you through years of different kinds of teaching and everything, and then finally you kind of get a revelation that He's been leading up what's happening in our world right now. What's you're hearing through the main, not really the mainstream, but through just natural sources today. I'm hearing people, I was telling Danny that I listened to Juan O'Savin, and he was talking about coming out of Egypt and talking about coming out of those mentalities of Egypt, and that's what's happening right now. I'm thinking, hey, you'd think he's been here on Sunday morning. He ain't a preacher that I know of. If he's who I think he is, I'm pretty sure he isn't. But I'm thinking, well, even the world or its sources are starting to see the things that God's doing. Okay, Genesis 21:26 says, God said, let us Father, Son, and Holy Spirit make mankind in our image after our likeness. Let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in His own image, and the image and likeness of God He created him. Male and female He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. So God right here gave man authority in the garden, and then he gave man all the resources. What immediately started to transpire? The enemy began to come in and steal the resources. And this is what's been going on. I mean, we see what we see in our day, but really, is it any different than what was going on then? Not really. The same old thief is doing the same old thing and the same old tactics to steal from us after God gave us the mandate. Okay, I've given you my authority and I've given you all the vast resources in the earth. Go subdue the earth. In other words, what does subdue mean? You bring it under your control. What you say goes. Every saint, Old Testament or New Testament, has been given authority, the power to govern and control over every creature. Is everything okay? Okay. Philippians 2. Remember that, over every creature. Philippians 2 verse 10 says that in at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Now I'm of a mind that there's not anything outside in heaven, on the earth, or in the earth, and under the earth. There's three dominions right there, and that is the only thing there is. Now, there'd be others that argue. I even heard some this week poo-pooing the idea of, yeah, these Christians, they think every time they can't identify something, it's always a demon. You know, they can't grasp the fact that there might be beings be in other planets and all of this stuff. And I'm thinking, well, if you go by the Bible, where do you go? There's nowhere else to go. All right. And every tongue frankly and openly confess, acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So it's pretty cut and dried. Every tongue. Every creature. Okay. Every generation has had to deal with and face the ites. If you don't run them off, they will run you off. And we're seeing that in our world today. Like I said, this agenda to the left, they don't care about you. And they have been doing it for centuries, and they don't care about you. You're their food. Either you serve them or they'll eat you. And that's literal. They're killing and eating our babies today as a sacrifice to their God. You know, back, oh, it's been a couple of years ago, the Lord began to speak to me about coming against cannibalism in this country, and I'm thinking, cannibalism? That was so far from my thinking. Why would we talk about that? Well, because God knows everything that's going on, even when we don't. And He begins to lead you in the way you pray and what you say and what you teach. And then you look up and go, Lord, I thought I was losing my mind. And you were really in all of it, weren't you? In the Old Testament, I told the Israelites to run the ites off, but they didn't fully obey me and they reaped from their disobedience. This is Numbers chapter 23, verse 55. Like I said, I do not have whatever to make this stuff up. 33, I'm on. 55. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them shall be as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you in the land in which you dwell. Is that what's happening? You couldn't be any more vexed than Lot in Sodom. It says his righteous soul was vexed every day for what he saw, what he lived around. If this ain't Sodom, I don't know what is. Sodom was a pretty small place, but we're looking at what happened in Sodom magnified all over this world. You're seeing today the results of my New Testament not occupying like I instructed them. Another of my New Testament saints. By the ites, I'm speaking of mountains and also the Nephilim. The Nephilim. You should not be surprised at what you're discovering about their existing today. They have survived and bred, and they have been growing in numbers. As the Israelites failed, it has brought grief on your world also. Now you know why I'm having to reset. I told my disciples about this before I went home. Matthew 24. He had to do a reset in the days of Noah because it was so bad that there was nobody left. Noah and his sons were the last ones that were not tainted. Verse 37 says, as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For just as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, until the day when Noah went into the ark. And they did not know or understand until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. So people are going to just be doing their business. Yes, just as they were passive when I was here, so now are they that way. And even then it was 70 years before what he said came to pass there whenever their temple was destroyed. They came in. But he said in our days it was going to be that way. As in the days of Noah, the Nephilim were alive and they They did all kinds of atrocities in breeding animal with human and creating what the Bible calls strange flesh. Okay, we're going to look at that. This is 2 Samuel 23:20. It says, and Benaniah, son of Jehoiada, a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many notable acts, slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day. So we see here a hybrid, a lion-like man. It means he was covered in hair, evidently, like a lion. I asked the Lord about aliens, and he told me they were demonic in origin. I also asked about the Bigfoot, and he said they are from the underworld. So in the body of Christ today, a lot of people teach that Greek mythology, they believe, is a result of inbreeding of the Nephilim. Satyrs, goat, half man. There's just all kinds of, just about anything goes when you start messing with God's laws and breaking God's laws. And this is what these angels did. They taught men to do that. And we're going to read that later in the book of Enoch. I wrote here, satyrs, centaurs, fauns, fairies, you know, all the little movies that we see that's got all this stuff in it. And I got to thinking about all the alien movies. They've been setting us up. Where do you think they get their ideas? I believe it's the inbreeding of these things. I think they're the aliens of today. Seems strange, yes it is, and honestly I wish I didn't know anything about any of it, really. I hate the alien thing. I've always hated it. And it always bothered me so bad. I remember family wanted to go see cowboys and aliens, and I didn't want to be sitting at home. So I decided to go, and I kept my head down and my eyes closed most of the movie. And I regretted that I even walked in the place. Because the Lord had began to speak to me, these things are demonic. I don't care. Back in 1954, Eisenhower actually, you can go look the documents up, he actually met with what an alien species called the Greys. And these Greys made a pact with Eisenhower that they could take people and experiment on them and do tests on them and stuff, but they had to release them, and then they had no memory of what had happened to them. So, you know, people talk about these alien abductions. And he said their space of time went by, and they started to find just mass amounts of mutilated human bodies. And they started having problems with this in the 40s. They started finding alien crafts that had crashed in different states and different things like that. So that's when they started this list, the Majestic 12, which is an undercover government, part of the government that nobody knows about, that all they do is concentrate on all this stuff that started happening and what they had to deal with. Now, personally, I believe this is just Satan's inroad trying to get into, you know, what's going to be coming. They can believe what they want because these things lie. They did capture one, you know, at Area 51, it's really about the ships, the anti-gravity ships and different things that they test over that area. That's what Area 51 is. But supposedly they did find some aliens, one alive, that kept alive for a few years. And they said they found something that was really kind of odd about him. He always lied. He never told the truth. And I'm thinking, sounds like a demon to me, or a Nephilim, or a, you know. The Nephilim are the result of the angels mating with earth women. They became the Nephilim. And we see the Nephilim in Scripture. We see David had to, the Philistines were Nephilim. And all the ites were Nephilims. Okay, we're going to see that as we go. But, you know, they can choose to believe what they want. How would they know where it really came from? I know it seems odd. And like I said, as far as I'm concerned, this is an area I didn't want to go into. And I just, when I'd come up by it, I just, nope, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. And the Lord's required me to go there. I said, okay, then you show me the truth. I want to see it in your word because I believe whatever's happening, heaven, earth, under the earth, it's in your word. And there's not anything outside of that, especially when you believe we're within a dome. Oh, there's some craziness out there. There's even stories out there that they actually went to the moon and they found alien ships and structures on the moon. Said it shocked the astronauts so bad, it scared them so bad, and they were sworn to secrecy or they would lose their lives. Is that true? I don't know. This is not Ripley's Believe It or Not today. You can pray about it yourself. I don't really care. But I mean, we're not talking about just something somebody made up. We're talking about these are government documents. You can go in and read. I mean, it's just forever. You're going. And they've been hiding all this stuff from us since the 40s. But anyway, these Greys did not keep their part of the bargain and started, they're cannibalistic. They said when their ship crashed, they found massive amount of body parts, human body parts. So they want to eat human flesh. I'm thinking it sounds like the Luciferians of today. That's what they do. Think about every horror movie that you've ever watched. War of the Worlds, the one with Batman, you know, all the carnage and the human bones and all that. I'm thinking, the movies are just mirroring their agenda. Satan, what he wants to do, he won't do it. We won't let him. Because we have to take care of the eyes of our day, whether it's right or not. I believe they're demon entities or they're crossbreeding. You know, I think probably some of the bloodlines maybe are not as pure as maybe they were. I know the Lord led me to a book about this man is a Christian man that's done Bigfoot research for 8 years. And at first it started out fun. But as he got into it, he started having paranormal encounters. And he saw a gray with a Bigfoot or a dog man. And he's got pictures. His book has all kinds of pictures. Had three different encounters. And when the Lord began to show him what these things were, he decided he wanted nothing else to do with it. So he said, I love the outdoors, so I go out into the outdoors and those things will start their whooping and their tree knocking and I stand up and say, I know what you are. Quit the crud. And he said, they leave. They know. They're playing a game. They're deceptive. They're making people think that this is some fun little game. But it's not. I read articles about Navy SEALs going in and annihilating a whole bunch of them because they'd been started the cannibalistic stuff. These are Bigfoot I'm talking about. They'd have to go in, clean it all up, take the bodies out, make up some excuse, some disaster happened. I'm telling you, so research it for yourself. How can we deal with an enemy that we don't believe is an enemy? Satan's an enemy. Okay. All right. Oh, another thing. This individual, I won't mention his name. When he found out what these things are, he believed that they are descendants of the Nephilim. He said that he advises no one. Don't go into the forest alone. Don't you go, don't pursue this as a pastime. Don't take your kids. And now he goes and helps people that are dealing with these things on their property. And he says, when you begin to use the name of Jesus and pray, those things leave. If you put lights around your house, they won't come. They like to lurk in the dark. I thought that ought to tell you something right there. But he said, especially for women, He had an incident where a woman lived with her mother and their child, no husband present. And she had big acreage, so she had a farmer that was farming on her land, and the acreage that he was farming was pretty close, like a food supply, corn. She said one evening on her back porch, there was a chime out there. She said, I heard the chime, and somebody was ringing the chime. So I went out there, and she said, there was a white-haired, kind of gray, looked like an older Bigfoot standing there. He didn't look at me. He just sat there and kept ringing. Well, from the side of the house come this bigger Bigfoot, younger Bigfoot. He walks around the house, stops beside her. She can see that he is aroused, and he just stands there. And she said, the message was clear what he wanted. He would not do it against my will, but it was an invitation to crossbreed. Now, you tell me. This kind of stuff is going on where they're breeding things with other things they shouldn't be breeding. That's what was happening in the days of Noah. She had scared her so bad she ran in the house and called this man. He told her, well, you get some motion sensor lights all around your house. You pray. I warned you. He said, I warned you. There was another woman. He warned them, don't go in the woods alone. You know, people don't know what they're messing with. There's strange things in this world, and they're all a result of Satan. Man not taking his authority. Okay, believe it or not, I believe that these are aliens of today. A lot of people think, you know, the legends you hear like about Greek mythology and also the Titans, different things in history that you hear that comes from other cultures. Where did this come from? I think that it all has its origin back into this. Okay, Sundar Sadhu Savarajay said the Lord told him that these entities will be the army of the Antichrist. He also said they will begin breeding soon. I don't think they will. I think they've been breeding all along. I think in the days of David, they were run out of that part of the country and they infiltrated into other parts of the country, especially our country that was basically what, Indians, Native Americans? There's about every Native American tribe have something to say about the Bigfoot. They call them the Forest Brothers, and it's like they respected them. They treated them like they were another tribe. Another thing about the Bigfoot, and this is what convinced it, this is what convinced me. They mind speak. Now this man said, I resisted it and I would not let them do that to me, but they mind speak. Some people speak with them. Mind speak. Now that's demonic. That to me, if I heard nothing else, that right there. He's even seen the orb show up. He's seen a Bigfoot vanish in front of his eyes. He's seen a portal open and these little creatures walk out of it and shut. I mean, I'm talking, this is paranormal. And from what I've listened to, there was a younger man that he'd been doing research for a while, and he goes into areas where there's a lot of acreage, and he'll go and he'll keep going back and he will track these Bigfoot and he'll keep records on them. And one night this young man was on one of his expeditions with some of his other guys, and he was in bed and he's awakened by a gray on top of him. And this gray said, finally, I've got you. And he said it was the most hideous thing I've ever seen. The big eyes and horrible teeth. And he said, I started crying out to God, and the thing jumped off of me and walked across the room and vanished. This is demonic, people. Demonic. Now you see why a lot of people have these experiences, especially when they're on drugs. Mind altering. I heard a psychologist talking about autistic children and how they put these children under hypnosis, and they began to talk about all these alien groups and how they went on a spaceship and they did all of this stuff. These little kids that are in some other world. To be autistic, it's like they've disconnected with this world and they're in another world. They link vaccinations to that. high in barium, high in mercury, the things they put in vaccinations, that causes these kids to go into this place where Satan's trying to take the children's minds. I mean, I don't remember many children having ADHD or anything like that when we were kids, but now it's like it's nearly the norm that every kid has some sort of that kind of thing. Satan's trying to take the children's minds, our youth. Okay, I personally think that we have been, the breeding process has been going on since it started. It's obvious that they have bred with humans, soulless people just like the Nephilim. You know, Danny and I were talking about, have you ever been around somebody that it's like they're soulless? They're like, I mean, there's been people in history that they were so horrible, it's like they had no conscience, they had no, well, it could be, this is what you're dealing with. Okay, can you understand now why Flat Earth is the kingpin? The fallacy of Hollywood and NASA promotes a spherical Earth and planets in faraway galaxies with aliens visiting Earth. People will think, because they've been programmed since it started really in the 50s, all the programming, the movies and the television shows about aliens visiting other planets, you know, visiting our planet from other planets. So it's been a propaganda machine to set us up for an invasion. You know those weird things we saw that night? I saw a couple of YouTube of the parade yesterday, and they saw those lights up there. In fact, there was an email from Majestic 12 saying, we'll be there. Now, I think they're just U.S. people, you know, and they're in those ships, but they were those lights up there, and I think, oh, it's just a light flare. But I don't think so. It didn't look like light flare to me. It looked like there's something. So this has been going on since the 40s. Okay. Flat Earth is the kingpin. If you don't believe that and you make fun of it and you think, oh, you know, you'd rather believe cowboys and aliens, and think about all of those. It's either about, I was thinking about Mars Attacks. I'm thinking, here are these little men. You know, they're here to kill every human. But someone decides or figures out that if you sing a cowboy song with yodeling in it, it killed them. I'm thinking, the imagination, I'm telling you. But really, think about them. Think about all the alien stuff. It's always about them invading Earth, them invading us and trying to kill us, do something bad to us. They're projecting. Satan's projecting what he wants to do. It's what he did in the beginning. Believe it or not, like I said, pray about whatever. I'm still praying about it. In fact, I had it on my heart all day yesterday, praying in the Spirit all day about it. I said, Lord, you know I don't want to bring this, right? But whenever, if something like this does occur, how many people do you think would be sucked into it? And believe, we are truly being invaded. When you got the Pope saying, we're looking for aliens right now, you know, we'll get them born again. Okay. Can you understand why Flat Earth is the kingpin? The fallacy of Hollywood and NASA promotes a spherical Earth and planets and faraway galaxies with aliens visiting Earth. The Bible does not support that. We've been propagandized to believe the latter. Remember the movie Mars Attacks? It's like Project Bluebeam. And the president with the Space Force. I think the Space Force is more taking control of what these secret space programs that they have hid from the public. Now, from what I understand in the research I've done, JFK was part of this, and he wanted to have full disclosure to the public, and that was another reason, just another reason for them to kill him. I asked the Lord, what are we supposed to do about this? You have authority in the earth, in heaven and under the earth, is what he said to me. Philippians, the name of Jesus. How did David kill Hizzites? By faith. How did he kill Goliath? By faith. He asked the Lord about every ite incursion. The first Samuel 23, 2 and 4, it says, and David inquired of the Lord because he was talking to him about the Philistines. 2 Samuel 5, 19, verse 23. Revelations 12, 11 said, will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives to the death. In other words, they didn't care about their own lives, but they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. All right, when Jesus defeats these Antichrist hybrids, how's he going to do it? Revelation 19 says, the sword of his mouth. I mean, if that's the way the King of Kings is going to do it, wouldn't his fellow brothers and sisters do the same thing? We live in an enclosed system under the dome, so whatever is coming against us isn't from a Star Wars movie or a galaxy far away. These creatures are here with us and among us, and they have been hidden in plain sight. They are creatures to take authority over in Jesus' name. We live in a distracted, drugged-up society, asleep and being led like sheep to the slaughter. Just as in Noah's day, they were eating, drinking, getting married, business as usual, and then boom, the flood took them all away. My prayer is for full disclosure, and I've heard that our president desires that. Yesterday I saw him, Tucker Carlson, Fox News, asked him if he believed in aliens. And he said, no. He said, I think it's a hoax. Now this Majestic 12, as far as from what I understand, I don't know if that includes Area 51, the president doesn't even have clearance. There are clearances above the president. And I'd heard that before. So, you know, maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't want to. But he was kind of vague about it. He wouldn't get into it. He said, I don't really want to get into it. But he said, "Nah, but let's just wait and see." I think that's what the Space Force is all about. I think that the Lord is using him to uncover all the lies so that what's really true can be exposed. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But from this point in time and where I am today, this is what I think the Lord has shown me. Okay, for your information, these aliens have been making their presence known since the 1940s, and since 1954, our government has been trying to bargain with them. Eisenhower made a treaty with the Greys, but they broke the treaty and began to cannibalize. I haven't really researched this, but there are several different groups of alleged aliens that have made their presence known to people. It doesn't matter what they call themselves, we know that what they are and where they come from. Some believe that alien abductions are just breeding opportunities. Speaking of that, just a second, I had something. Oh, Admiral Byrd, when he found the dome in Antarctica, he flew over the poles and he was escorted, these anti-gravity ships escorted him. He said it was like Star Trek with a tractor beam where he didn't have to fly anything. It's like the plane flew itself, these things. Said these individuals that he dealt with were very tall, blonde, very slender, and very tall. I'm talking about several foot taller than the tallest man. And they had a leader, I forget the group that they say they were. They didn't look alien, they looked more human. But they kind of had a German accent. I'm thinking now we know why Germany had the advantages that they did. Because he was there looking for German Nazi bases in Antarctica. You know, they've been hiding stuff in Antarctica for years, so now we kind of know probably what that is, all of this stuff. They've been hiding it from the American people. And they made him shut up about it. And I'm not so sure that they didn't take him out. I know they took out one other person. I think it was another general. Said it was a suicide. You know, this kind of stuff, it would be really hard to keep it in once you knew the truth. Okay. I've listened to quite a few Bigfoot researchers, and it seems that they started into thinking that the Bigfoot and other similar creatures were just bipedal apes, but as they continued, most of them began to have paranormal things show up. One that convinced me is that some of them mind speak, which I already said that. Classic alien behavior, orbs show up and sometimes they vanish. Some have seen grays present with them. I could say more, but I do believe that they are the descendants of the Nephilim and they are hiding out and waiting for the time of the Antichrist to arise and they have their day. The Book of Enoch indicates that when they die, the Nephilim, since they are strange flesh, they cannot go to heaven, so they are the evil spirits that torment men. Their spirit cannot go to God. He did not create them. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures on that. This is first one's Matthew 12:43. I forgot to bring my full hat this morning. The CIA coined that expression back, I think it was in the 60s. So if anybody ever said anything, especially if it was true, they were coined a conspiracy theorist, and so no one took them seriously. Why? So they could hide their deception. Okay, Matthew 12:43. But when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, it says, it roams through dry, arid places to search of rest, but it does not find any. Okay, that's when it's been cast out. It's looking for a host. Okay, Luke 11:24. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it roams through waterless places in search of a place of rest, release, refreshment, ease, and finding none, it says, I will go back to my house from whence I came. There's another scripture in the Old Testament, Nahum 1:9. It talks about affliction not rising up a second time, and I think it gives reference. Brother Hagin taught it gave reference to that when the Nephilim die, they don't resurrect like we do. If we can inform enough people and get them to be armed by the blood of the Lamb and the Word of God, come out of these destructive strongholds, then we can solve this problem in our generation. Seems parents, great-grandparents, etc. didn't take out their ites. They left them for us to deal with. It's just gotten bigger and bigger. And this is my problem. You know, I know what the president's doing. I know the Lord's doing a reset. And I thought, you hear people think, yeah, we could look at 50 years of just being great on the earth. The only problem I have with that is this. These creatures, these Nephilim, if that's true, and also homosexuality. Because anytime you have that as rampant as we have it, it just can't. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. All right. Just think what would happen if we had a false alien attack. Martial law? ? Just like all the movies we have sat and watched over the years, it's been their plan all along. Well, I say not on my watch. That's how I feel about it. Okay, I want to read you just a little excerpt from the Book of Enoch. This is kind of coincides here with Genesis chapter 6. It says, the fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms produced by God on the angels, the messianic kingdom, a Noah fragment. Okay, it says, as it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters, and the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after and said to one another, I heard of Sundar, or Sadhu, say that the sons of God were actually a different class of angels, that the other angels actually cannot breed, but that these were of a higher, and I don't know that to be true. I've never done a study on it. Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and beget us children. And Shemjaz, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone will have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And it names all of them. I'm not going to read that. And all the others together with them took unto them wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants, and they became pregnant, and they bare great giants whose heights were 3,000 ells. I don't know how much long big an ell is. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. Here's the cannibalistic part that I've been talking about. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. This is what the Luciferian 13 bloodline families, this is what's going on in our nation today. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. And Ahaziel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and make known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments, and the use of autonomy, and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all the coloring tinctures. This is all, you know, what we call the natural side of medical. Not medical. What do you call that? Where they go with natural stuff instead of holistic. And there arose such godlessness, and they committed fornication. They led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. And Simjaza taught enchantments at root cuttings, revolving of enchantments. They taught astrology and the constellations, the signs of the earth. Men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. So these people messed with animals, crossbred them. And I know they're doing that kind of stuff today. Yeah. So anyway, let me continue here. Jude chapter 7, or not chapter, verse 7. It says, the wicked are sentenced to suffer, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the adjacent towns were likewise gave themselves over to impurity and indulge in unnatural vice and sensual perversity, are laid out in plain sight as an exhibit of perpetual punishment of everlasting fire. Here's the King James Version of it. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. In strong, strange there means other or different or altered. Flesh there means the body or human nature. Seems to always be instigated by a sex act that is not ordained by God. Jude 7 also implies that same scenario also led to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Nephilim is strange flesh, and we're going to start looking at their lineage here. Why did Satan do what he did? Genesis 3, 14, 15. Verse 13 or 14, and the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above the domestic animals and above every wild living thing of the field. Upon your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust and what it contains all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise and tread your head underfoot, and you will lie in wait and bruise his heel. So Satan planned to corrupt the seed of man, so that the Messiah would not be able to come forth. And you see, you know, in Genesis 6, that's kind of, you know, it got so bad that, you know, the Lord had to take out everybody but Noah and his sons, wife, and their spouses. Okay, now I want to look at Genesis chapter 9. Are we in the outer limits this morning? Maybe the twilight zone. Genesis 9:20. And Noah began to cultivate the ground. He planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and became drunk, and he was uncovered and lay naked in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, glanced at and saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it upon the shoulders of both, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness. When Noah woke from his wine and knew the thing which his youngest son had done to him, he explained, "Cursed be Canaan. He shall be the servant of the servants to his brethren." And he also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and blessed be the Lord, my God, be Shem, and let Canaan be his servant." So there's an indication here there was a sexual act. It was either adultery or it was a homosexual act. Because if you go into the scripture, to uncover your father's nakedness would to either sleep with his wife or to sleep with him. So I'm telling you here, this all has to do with the sexual act. As with the fallen angels, and now this, Sodom and Gomorrah. All right, the Israelites were given Canaan as their promised land, and they were told to drive the Ites off. This is Genesis 10, verse 6. Here are the Ites. The sons of Ham, Cush, which is Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Sheba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabtica. And the sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He was the first to be a mighty man on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. Nimrod was a Nephilim. He instigated the building of the Tower of Babel. If you want to really get a good take on the Tower of Babel, I got online and listened to the book of Jasher, the first 10 chapters, and it talks about the building of Babel. The book of Jasher goes into detail about Nimrod and the building of the tower. The Nephilim, just like Nimrod and those who serve Lucifer, think they will bust through the firmament and overthrow God. Their intent was to bust through and take control of God. And get, like Satan said, "I will ascend to the sides of the north." Okay, the Nephilim, just like Nimrod, and those who serve Lucifer think they will bust through the firmament and overthrow God. They still think flat earth is not, do you still think flat earth is not the kingpin? I think it has everything to do with shutting this narrative down by knowing the truth about what the Bible says or believing what we have been told or propagandized to believe. With the truth of flat earth, there would be no way for them to pull off their hoax. Flat earth awareness would bring down all the rest of Satan's pens. In other words, king pens. Okay. All right, I want to read to you, and I read this probably a couple of years ago when I started this. This is Project Blue Book, Unidentified Flying Objects. It says here, the United States Air Force retired to the custody of the National Archives. It records a Project Blue Book relating to the investigations of unidentified flying objects. Project Blue Book has been declassified and the records are unavailable for examination in our research room. The project closed in 1969 and we have no information or sightings after that date. The National Archives have received numerous inquiries concerning documents identified as MJ-12 and briefly document Operation Majestic 12. We have made extensive searches among the records in our custody of the U.S. Air Force and the Joint Chiefs of Staff to identify these documents. I heard someone say, I can't remember who it was, that out of all the military sources we have, the Air Force is the most corrupt. And I could see why, because they're all involved in this. The Truman and Eisenhower libraries have also searched their holdings for any references to or copies of the documents. In addition, the records of the National Security Council for the Truman and Eisenhower administrations are in the custody of the National Archives. Searches were made of the indexes to the NSC's policy paper and meeting minutes files under the subjects MJ-12, Majestic, Unidentified Flying Objects, or UFO, or Flying Saucers, Extraterrestrial Biological Entities, and Aquarius. These searches were all negative with the exception of a memorandum for General Twining, From Robert Collar, Special Assistant to the President, the subject was Special Studies Project, dated July 14, 1954. The memorandum, one page, refers to a briefing to take place on July the 16th. The memorandum does not identify MJ-12 or the purpose of this briefing. So it just goes into detail about these. This stuff is documented. This isn't Carla pulling up some comic book. This is true stuff. I guess you just have to hear from the Lord for yourself what He would say to you about it. But I know there are something like 75 or so underground military bases in the United States today. In fact, the poop is that possibly this earthquake that happened just happened to be on one of those military bases that they believe the White House are taking out a black op site with this military right under California, these two earthquakes. Whether it is or not, you can go research it for yourself. Right here, the Roswell incident. It says on September 8, 1994, the Secretary of the Air Force, Sheila Widnall, announced that the United States Air Force had completed its studies to locate records that relate to the alleged 1947 UFO incident near Roswell, New Mexico. Pro-UFO researchers claimed that an extraterrestrial spacecraft and its alien occupants were recovered near Roswell in July of 1947, that this fact was kept from the public. Well, duh, yeah, I think so. At the request of the Congressman Stephen Schiff, the General Accounting Office initiated an audit in February of 1994 to locate all records relating to the Roswell incident and to determine if such records were properly handled. The GAO audit was completed and the results published by the headquarters, U.S. Air Force, in 1995. The publication is entitled The Roswell Report, Fact versus Fiction in the New Mexico Desert. This publication may obtain from most U.S. government depository library the call number, and there's a number there that you can call to try to get some of these records. One thing I will say, though, the thing about these angels that came and mated with Earth women, they knew things about things. You know, they taught them all kinds of stuff. Just like Satan, the fallen angel, did to Eve, whenever God gave her His word, Satan came in and began to get her to question like he knew more. And that's what I got out of this. This is the information. They know things. They talked about we have got earned technologies like far beyond. And if they'd have been given to the public, our world would be quite different today. If we had been privy to all these things, which we've heard them talk about, they're going to release, disclose all these different ways of doing energy that would cost you nothing, heat your house, drive your car a few cents a gallon, you know, just these kind of things, breakthroughs and technologies they've received from these aliens. Why? They know things. Demons. Knowledge about things. And you can see where it could really shake the faith of some people. They have been afraid that it would cause religion, or quote, religion, to be extinct. People that aren't strong in their faith and don't know God and aren't walking where they need to walk, they could be shaken. They could be deceived. They could be sucked in. Because these hybrids are part human. Evidently, they die. They can die. So anyway, for what it's worth, we can cut. Oh, this is so much.